USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Marcus, do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security, Congressman.
Anyone with a screen can see Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claims to Congress that the United States southern border with Mexico is secure is quite inaccurate. Texas Representative Pat Fallon on Newsmax claims Mayorkas may not be living on this planet.
Just absolutely egregious. And maybe he's not living on this planet. Maybe he's in orbit around Neptune. So this is his definition. This is the second time he said it.
Nancy Pelosi says she will no longer take leadership roles in Congress. Come January, the divisive liberal representative will no longer be Speaker of the House. Ms. Pelosi has been seen ripping up a State of the Union speech and tried to impeach President Trump twice, both ending in failure. The 82-year-old says she will now focus on her constituents in San Francisco. The California driver that police say intentionally drove over 25 law enforcement recruits jogging down the street has been released from jail. 22-year-old Nicholas Joseph Gutierrez is back out on the streets after being released from custody. 16 recruits suffered minor injuries, 4 had moderate injuries, and 5 are in critical condition. Gutierrez is due back in court today. Carrie Lake, the Republican candidate in Arizona's gubernatorial election, says she's still in the fight and indicated that she's planning to challenge the results of the election. Lake referenced problems with printers and tabulation machines at 70 of Maricopa County's 223 voting centers, something her opponent was responsible for. You see, Katie Hobbs was responsible for overseeing her own election, as she was also Secretary of State. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hundreds of Twitter employees apparently quit Thursday after new CEO Elon Musk gave workers an ultimatum: commit to a hardcore work environment or take a severance package on your way out the door. Outside of Twitter headquarters in San Francisco, activists projected a ticker of insults aimed at Musk on the outside of the building last night. Musk said on Wednesday he plans to spend less time with the social media platform and intends to find a new leader to run the company, as a complete organizational overhaul will probably be a good thing to ensure trust. We're starting to get an idea how much Hurricane Ian will cost insurance companies. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau reports.
The number of insurance claims stemming from Hurricane Ian is rising. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation says more than 633,000 claims were filed as of Wednesday. The total for estimated losses is more than $9.5 billion, which is up from $8.7 billion last week. The highest number of Ian-related claims come from Lee County, home to Fort Myers, with more than 227,000.
Japanese officials are reporting North Korea's military test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile on Friday morning that landed in Japanese waters. The missile that can carry nuclear warheads has a range that could hit the United States mainland. It was the North Korea military's second ICBM launch reported this month. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.